Hello and welcome back to the latest Think Business podcast powered by Bank of Ireland. We talked to Owen Lowry, Head of Agri at Bank of Ireland, about the impact the recent rainy weather has had on Ireland's farmers and the supports available to them. Owen, great to have you aboard. It's a tough time for farmers out there. The weather patterns have been particularly bad. This has created challenges for farmers. Can you sum up what's happened and you know, what the challenge is?
John, well, firstly, it's great to be back chatting to you today. We'd rather it was on better weather terms, I suppose. It's been a very tough and challenging few months for farmers, particularly, I suppose, since last September, October. But it seems like the winter has been never ending at this stage as we, you know, come into the middle of May, or sorry, middle of April time. Look, I suppose the big issues that are out there for farmers at the moment are that they cannot get out to get their crops into the ground. They can't get their animals out of the housing, the winter housing, onto the fields to graze the grass. There's plenty of grass there and available. They just can't get onto the land because the land is sodden. And it's, you know, if you're looking at tillage farmers, their winter crops, some that got into the ground because it was difficult to get them into the ground, those crops are under pressure for the past few months and not in the best of quality. And then now we're in the spring crop sowing season, it's nearly over, and those crops can't get into the ground at all. So there's a lot of work has to take place on farms, and every day that passes is a day potentially less of growing season and not utilizing the cheapest form of meal, which is grazed grass. So costs are mounting for farmers, I suppose, essentially. And the impact, the negative impact on weather is going to affect performance in the longer term because the yield output is not there. And whether it's a cow giving milk or a crop giving grain, if we take the milk example, we know that milk volumes are back about 16% for the first 2 months of the year so far. And March milk volumes, when they come out, will probably be also showing a decrease. So there's a lot of pressure on farm, just in the operation of farming right now.
And that's the thing, like you think about it, like we're talking today and it's a rainy day here in Ireland, but you know, the weather could change tomorrow and it could be sunny, but that doesn't mean that this problem will just go away overnight like the weather could. The pattern, the damage that's been done, the you know, time it'll take to replant if you're in tillage, the you know, the stock that you need to replenish for feeding animals, the, you know, the grass won't grow the same, you know, where it should be. You know, that's a lot of challenges for farmers of every kind and every hue. And it contrasts probably with last September when, you know, maybe around the ploughing championship, you would have felt that there was an ebullient atmosphere in the air, that you know, things seemed quite rosy, you know. You know, but from the point of view, because you're a farmer yourself, what's the message as someone who works in a bank and as a farmer yourself, what's your message to farmers right now in this time? You know, the sun may come out tomorrow, but doesn't mean the challenges are going away right overnight.
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, John. It's like, it's a particularly tough time, I suppose, for farming. I suppose that's the first message that, you know, us in Bank of Ireland are particularly keen on and ensuring that farmers know, is that we understand that this is a challenging time for them. And I suppose, you know, this relentless weather looks like it's been tough and everything, but the sun will come out at some stage. And I suppose we're very much focused that farmers have dealt with crises, be it Brexit or COVID or Ukraine war or price of inflation in input costs and weather all down through the years. There is always a better day and there will be a better day again tomorrow. So I suppose we understand that. And I suppose as a bank, it's very important that we are flexible around financial arrangements, providing stocking loans and making sure that farmers are supported through this difficult and tough time. So I suppose our key message, I can't emphasize this enough, is that any farmers that are seeking assistance who are a little bit stressed is to come talk to us so that we can ensure that the structures of the finance and the adequate finances in place and also to devise a plan to overcome the current challenges. So I think that that is a key message for ourselves, and not to lose sight of the hope, and that, and very important, I suppose, also to mind yourself as a farmer.
We hope that you are enjoying this podcast. Bank of Ireland is welcoming new customers every day, funding investments, working capital and expansions across multiple sectors. For farmers impacted by the current weather situation, Bank of Ireland is here to help. On Google, search Bank of Ireland Farm Loans.
So that's a very good point. I mean, the mental pressure, the stress, you know, of this time will take a toll on people. And, you know, for your own health in this time, you know, what's your advice to farmers on two levels? One, how to look after yourself, but two, also the kind of things you need to look at in this challenge in terms of things like your cash flow and how you should be managing your affairs.
Well, I think first, yeah, we should deal with probably what the impact of all this weather really means in terms of the financial management of the farm, first of all. Mm-hmm. And I suppose what we've seen is that while there may have been cash balances there at the middle of last year, and maybe the farm looked quite healthy, those cash balances have been depleted in many farms because they've bought some equipment or invested in the farm or improved some facilities around the farmyard, to the point. And then, you know, continue to have high bills throughout the winter period because of the inclement weather. So those cash reserves are probably well and truly used up at this stage. So there's a lot of farmers out there that have reduced cash flow and are looking for some kind of support to go buy some additional fodder or some straw bedding. And they're looking for relatively low amounts of money just to keep the farm going in terms of cash. So again, what we're saying to farmers is, look, if you're looking for that short-term supply of funding, we are open, we are ready to support it and to come talk to us. I think then that moves on to, I suppose, once you have that engagement and you start to have that conversation either with ourselves or with your accountant. It's the first part is just very important to engage. Once you have that ready and you get that piece sorted, you know, at least the pathway is going to be solved around that piece, and it takes off some of the financial pressure. But that doesn't take away, I suppose, from the current challenges of the actual operation of the farm in more maybe the medium term as well, in the immediate term and then the medium term. So I think it's very important that farmers are aware that, you know, don't be afraid to talk to people, whether that's, again, your financial advisor, your bank or your accountant, but to connect with other people. And that's, I suppose, the basis of getting through this at the moment. It's the only way, as far as I can see, that you can stay up, especially if you're looking out at wet weather and wet fields over the coming weeks. So I think the very important message is just engage with your bank or your financial advisor early, and then look after yourself. Make sure you're taking breaks. Make sure you're eating well. Make sure you're getting away from the farm at some times, because otherwise you could, you know, everyone could go down. So don't lose hope, I suppose, would be a key message from ourselves.
Yeah, and the point you made, the sun will come out someday soon, hopefully. You know, if it's not already out by the time people are listening to this podcast. But the most important thing is, like, I mean, I suppose the question I have is, as historically, is this like par for the course with farming, or has this deluge that we've experienced, has it been a historical high compared to previous events?
Yeah, I think we hear a lot about climate change, and I suppose if we look back over the last number of years, particularly everyone will be familiar with this, with 2018, when we had the fodder crisis and we had to import fodder and feed from the UK on trucks. But if we look back, we've had a number of weather events that have led to localized, probably in fairness, fodder challenges over the last number of years. And so in the last 6 years, including this year, there's been about three or four of those events. So they are becoming more frequent and they are becoming more significant. And I think the research also points to that. As our climate changes over the next 20 years, we're going to see more and more of this type of activity. So I suppose as an industry, we need to be aware of that and prepare for it. And that if that means that we need to carry higher buffers of winter fodder or winter bedding, or we need to grow different types of crops, or we need to have different types of breeds of animals, they're the conversations that we really need to stand back now and seriously discuss as an industry in order to prepare and set up the industry for success in the future, given that our climate is changing. I don't think that this is just a blip anymore, that the weather's been bad for a couple of months and it's just, you know, it's a once in 100 year event. I think it would appear that the weather has, and our weather patterns have changed. So, so I suppose I do think it's important as well that, look, these types of events where cash flow has been tight have happened, you know, before. Farmers are used to that, banks are used to it, and banks are willing to support it. Mm. I think it's important, though, that we do remember that while the cash flow might be an immediate concern, the long-term profitability of the farm for 2024, for example, is going to be impacted by this. We're now in April. You know, we've seen a quarter of the year being poor weather and being really challenging. It's very hard for the farm to make that quarter up in terms of output or performance or reduced costs for the next three quarters. So I suppose we've reduced our outlook on farm profitability for 2024 compared to where we would have come out at in January. And I don't see how commodity prices will rise enough on global markets to make up for that loss. So it is going to be a more challenging year in terms of profitability than it was in 2022 or 23. But all that said, I think right now it's about ensuring you have the correct finance in place to get through this challenging period.
Brilliant. And with that, Eoin Lowry, Head of Agriculture Sector at Bank of Ireland, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, John.